Good morning and welcome back to another show this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you back here on Biz Talk this morning.
Good to be back. Thanks. Yeah, this is Biz Talk program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Biz Talk is brought to you each week for the benefit of the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Valley. The Fox City SCORE chapter is headquartered at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 50 mentors, individuals who donate their time free through the SCORE effort to help entrepreneurs and those who are thinking of going into business to begin a business and grow their business successfully. Those experts include areas such as finance, banking, legal, intellectual properties, social media, marketing.
Almost anything you can think of, we have somebody that can help you with it.
And our area covers eight counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac, and we actually have a little office chapter ship down there in Oshkosh, and we have another one down in Fond du Lac. So if you're listening to the show this morning and you'd like to contact someone from the SCORE chapter to get some free advice on anything to do with your business, or if you'd like to start a business, you can reach us at score.foxcities.com. Nope, foxcities.score.com.
That's what happens. Gone 1 week, and we have to retrain them completely.
Foxcities.score.com.
Right.
.org.
Let's want to try one more.
Foxcities.score.org.
We got it.
Learning Latin again.
All righty.
But at that website, you can learn about our SCORE chapter, the resources available to you, and you can actually sign up for a training session or a mentoring session with a counselor by filling out a questionnaire on that website and hitting the submit button. And if you do that, someone will be in contact with you probably within 4 or 5 days to set up an appointment and talk to you about your question about your business. SCORE also does a number of training things. And Randy, what have we got coming up in the training area?
Okay, on the training side, we've got two programs that are coming up very shortly. The first one is on legal questions, the things that you should know, errors and pitfalls.
Important stuff.
Right, and the 10 biggest errors that people make when starting a business. The program is going to be presented by Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Thursday, April 19th. It's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 a.m. It will be at the chamber office at the SCORE office in the lower area. You are invited again to sign up on the website. We have registration. You can take care of everything through PayPal right there. The fee on that one is $35. And like I said, it's legal questions. You get 3 hours of legal advice and information from expert in the area with Kevin and Epiphany Law. So it's going to be a very good program.
Kevin has done this presentation in the past. It's well attended. He does a really good job. He's very knowledgeable. And learning the 10 things that most people, their big mistakes.
Absolutely.
Gives others the insight not to repeat those mistakes.
Right. And it's very open. It's a question and answer kind of situation.
Right.
And so it does really great if you're looking to start a business, are in business, or have been in business for a number of years and just, you know, want to know what do I do next.
You know, like signing a contract.
Right. Or take a look at a lease, what's supposed to be in there. Or when I'm hiring people, what do I need to know?
Right.
All these kinds of things. So it'll be a lot of information for you. The other program coming up is going to be on May 19th. That's a Thursday. We're going to start the Simple Steps program again.
Good.
That program is actually 5 classes on starting a business and putting together your business plan.
The purpose of that program is to help the individual determine if they really want to launch a business.
Correct. By the time we're done, you should have the information you need to make a really rational decision on a go or no-go basis as far as your business is concerned.
And yet it's good review for people in business.
Very much so.
Found that out too.
Oh, yeah. The first session is the basics session. Like I said, that's going to be on May 17th. It runs from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30. It includes lunch. And the object of that particular program is to give you the idea of what what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what's involved, are you really into this, or, you know, where are you at? It'll be held at the Copper Rock coffee shop in downtown Appleton. Mm-hmm. They have a very, very nice meeting room there, and so we'll be able to work with the people who want to come and see us there. Again, that is on the website for registration. The registration for that particular program is $25.
Now, one day.
Right. And then the registration for the remaining four, and those are coming up in June, those four are also $25 each. So the whole program is $125, and it's well worth it when you get done with the program.
Now, what are the other four topics?
The other four topics are going to be business structures. One is also on marketing. Another part is on financing. In other words, where do I get the money? And the last part is on legal questions. How do I format my business? Well, how do I take care of all the legal problems?
There's also a component in there on working on understanding your financial statements,
right.
Accounting, balance
right.
sheet, income statement. How do you read that stuff?
I'm sorry I missed that one, Tony, because that's the one that you do, and it's a very excellent program.
But it's really critical for every business owner to be able to measure how they're doing
correct.
On their financial statements.
Yeah, and there's a fantastic package for the business owner when they look at this that
right.
comes with the program.
Right.
It contains a lot of the different forms, and it's all interconnected, so you can just do a plug
and
play.
And you get it for free.
And you get it for free.
It's
well,
a big Excel
work. As part of the $25 fee for the program. But,
that's right. That's for all the fun you're going to have in the
right.
class. But we do have good attendance at those programs.
Absolutely.
So
we've been
sign
doing.
Up early.
We start about 20 to 25 people by the time we end up because, you know, people do make a decision along the way.
Right.
We still end up with about 15 people who finish
right.
the class, so it's
right.
a really worthwhile thing.
Yep.
One other area, though, I'd like to just mention before we move on is if you are out there an experienced business person who would like to give back to the community, SCORE is always looking for mentors. We are especially looking for people in the Fond du Lac area. If you're from that area, would like to help out, please get in contact with us at the website. That's www.scorefoxcities.org.
Foxcities.score.org.
Did I do that right again?
Foxcities.score.org.
Thank you. Or you can give us a call at the chamber office, and they'll get the message to me. So you can call us at 920-734-7101.
Right.
And that's for anybody who has business experience. We'd ask if you've been in business for maybe 10 years, willing to give back, because we have a lot of people in the Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette County area, but we're looking for mentors to help out in that area.
And we can use mentors in the Appleton Oshkosh offices
right.
as well. So anybody who's interested,
right.
Please give us a call, and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, and it feels good to give back.
Oh, yeah. We all have stories about successes that we've had.
Yep.
Some of those success stories we have here on the program on Saturday mornings, and it's just amazing some of the things we can do.
Yep.
Not all of them are successes, but, again, that's part of the game.
And a success we define as someone who successfully launches their business. They've gone through the program, done their homework, come to the conclusion, this is something I want to do, and then launch their company. It's also a success when someone comes to the conclusion, you know, maybe it's not for me, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
After I've learned all this information about starting and owning a business, I think I'll keep my current job for a while.
Yep.
Wait till the kids are out of school.
Yep.
And I'll plan on doing that later on. That's
yeah.
a success, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We found a number of people who have had great ideas, but when it comes down to taking that $90,000 or $100,000, after you rethink it, you might find there's probably a little more you have to think about before you actually throw that money down and get started. So that's a big thing we do.
Well, good, Randy. That's the latest update on the SCORE chapter, what's going on, and we want to keep you informed about our training efforts so you can learn more about how to make your business more successful. I'd like to give a quick thank you to the sponsors who bring the show to you each weekend. We want to thank Associated Bank. They've been a sponsor at BizTalk for a number of years now, and they've been very helpful for the SCORE chapter as well. Albertson Haling CPA Firm, Kurt Haling with his office in Appleton, and his partner has his office up in Green Bay. In the throes of concluding the tax season right now. Lakeview Credit Union, want to thank Pat Lowney, who's our guest this morning. We'll be talking to Pat shortly. Want to thank Pat and Lakeview Credit Union for their sponsorship of BizTalk. They do a great job with business lending, consumer lending here in the Fox Valley area, Nina and Appleton and Menasha. Also want to thank Chuck Kaler and his Attorney Piers at Hurling Clark Law Firm for being our legal sponsor for BizTalk. We appreciate everything they do to help us out at the SCORE chapter. And also a special thank you to the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called Business News. And if you're not subscribed to that, you should be as a business owner. It brings forth to you good business information in East Central Wisconsin every 2 weeks for $20 a year, the Business News. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side and start a conversation with Pat Lowney this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. And before we forget, we just want to extend a really blessed Easter celebration weekend. Everybody out there, enjoy your Easter weekend. I hope you find all your Easter eggs.
Right, definitely you got to find those. But yeah, enjoy Easter. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
It's a great, great weekend, so enjoy it. And it's a kind of like the official opening of spring, if you will. Easter's here and everyone's in their Easter bonnets.
Right, now all we have to do is tell the weatherman to turn the thermometer up just a hair and we'll be ready to go.
It will be done.
Yep.
Okay, well, this morning we're excited to have as our guest Pat Lowney. Pat Lowney is the president at Lakeview Credit Union. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Tony.
Glad to have you on the show this morning.
Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Lakeview Credit Union, Pat. How long have you been there and your role as president? What do you do at Lakeview Credit Union?
I'm the president. I've been there about 30 years now, and that's gone by really fast. Lakeview is a community credit union. We started out in Kimberly-Clark 78 years ago and expanded out into the community many, many years ago. We provide all kinds of financial services, consumer, business, mortgage, just about anything you would need from a financial point of view. My job is basically to hire the people that actually make things happen from day to day and do a lot of the strategic type of things of where are we going to go next year, 2 years, 3 years from now, that kind of thing.
Where are your offices located, Pat? What's your website?
I don't know if I could give a website address this morning.
We've been having a little fun with that.
Yeah.
The website's lakeviewcu.org.
Well done.
I hope I got that right. We have three offices, two in Menino, one on North Lake Street, one on the corner of Bell and Commercial Street, and then one in, it's actually Menasha, but the address is Appleton on Oneida Street, South Oneida Street in Appleton.
Okay. Well, BizTalk is a program that's dedicated basically to business ownership and business management and business success. And you mentioned that Lakeview Credit Union is involved in business lending. In terms of business lending, Pat, one of the questions that Randy and I get as SCORE mentors and other SCORE mentors get it too is there any money available to be loaned out? It seems like there's just nobody making loans today. What is the story behind that?
There is more money right now available than any time I've seen in my career, and it's available almost everywhere. The problem right now is that because of the recession that we've been in, the regulatory environment is a little tougher than it had been. And it never was easy, but it's a little tougher now than it had been. So that means that everybody, the financial institution, the borrower, everybody has to be a little bit more tuned up than maybe they had to be 5-6 years ago. And, but there's plenty of money to be bought.
Okay, when we talk about the lending and so on, I mean, I'm used to working with banks and so on. My background has had some dealings with credit unions. Can you kind of give me an idea, as a business borrower, the difference between working with a credit union like yourselves versus a bank?
The difference, I think, is that you got to look at the structure of the two organizations. A bank is a for-profit organization. There's nothing wrong with that. A credit union is a not-for-profit organization. We're owned by our membership. I don't have any more ownership share in it than anybody else who comes to
the It's
like
a cooperative, Pat.
It's a cooperative.
Right. Yeah.
And so then our focus can be a little bit different where we can make – what we focus on and what we think we do a little bit better is we focus on the smaller borrowers, the people who are maybe looking for $50,000 or $100,000, those kinds of things. That's always been our focus as a financial, even on a consumer side, is that we're willing and able to make smaller loans for people. So I think that's where our niche is.
I see too. We and the financials always refer to our clients and so on. Where the credit union, it's a member.
It's a member.
And that's a very, very important distinction.
That's right, because once you join the credit union, you own the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you would do with your own house, you're going to take better care of your house if you own it rather than if you rent it.
Okay.
And that's the way we treat those people, too. They are the owners. And sometimes you have to make hard decisions that don't work out for that particular owner. But what we're looking at is trying to make the best decision for the whole ownership group.
Okay.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers, Randy. This morning, if you'd like to give Pat Lowney a call and ask him about credit unions or the services, business lending, consumer lending at the credit union, please give us a call at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. Pat, credit unions have another distinction between banks, and that's the territory they can service.
Right.
There's like a defined membership territory.
Right.
What is your territory with Lakeview?
Our territory is the counties of Winnebago, Wapaka, Outagamie, and Calumet. So if you live or work in any of those counties, you're eligible to join Lakeview Credit Union and work with us.
And okay. I know with banks, typically there's not that geographical restriction. It's simply wherever you happen to live, you can become the customer of a bank.
Right. By the way, those four counties are still part of the Fox City Score chapter as well. We have we work in all four of those counties. So as you're dealing with people in those areas, if they're looking for help, the chapter works in those areas.
Great.
Pat, I'd like to go back to your point about regulators for a moment. The regulators the whole economy is recovering from a very bad time that started 5-6 years ago. And the financial institutions, the regulators for the banks and the regulators for the credit unions, they're pretty much the same government agents coming in and doing the reviews of the quality of the loan portfolios at the financial institutions.
Right. Their role is because not all of your deposits, there's limits, but your deposits are insured by the federal government. Their role is to come in and review and ensure that the financial institution is in healthy shape, because if the financial institution is not in healthy shape, ultimately that insurance fund is going to have to pay for that.
They pay out the deposits that are guaranteed,
right,
up to $250,000.
Right.
Yep.
So they want to make sure that if they're going to insure that we are doing a good job of what we're supposed to be doing.
And essentially, for the folks listening, the way it works is folks come in and make a deposit in their savings account, their checking account every day. Well, that money accumulates in the credit union. It becomes a pool of funds, which you can then lend out to make car loans, home loans, business loans. And it's collecting of those loans that's important, because when the people who made the deposit want to come in and make that withdrawal, they want to have some cash there.
That's exactly right. And that's a big part of the job that I do and others do at the credit unions. You've got to be able to manage how much is going to come in on a weekly basis, how much is going to go out on a weekly basis. And especially as we're making loans, and especially as we start talking about business loans, some of those get to be a little bit bigger. So those withdrawals are a little bit bigger as we make those loans. We got to make sure we've got that money balanced that we can be able to make those.
Sounds like a cash flow balancing act.
I knew that was going to come up eventually. We have to work with cash flow here.
Cash in, cash out, and when, right? The timing's important.
Now, one of the questions, that come up too with credit unions, when it comes to business lending, the different types of business loans, there's a misconception that you guys don't make all the different types that, say, a large bank would. I'm assuming that's incorrect, that you guys can handle anything through SBA, through small loans, big loans, whatever.
Absolutely. And, sometimes, loans might get to be a little bit too big, but actually putting together a larger loan or a smaller loan isn't that much different. What we might have to do is find somebody we participate with, and that's very, very common in banking or credit union world, that we have to share the loan with because it's too big for us to be able to handle on our own for a variety of different reasons. But we have those networks set up. We work with people. We buy participations from people for the same reasons.
Sure.
It's a way of facilitating and making sure that we can keep the economy moving so that, something doesn't come along. And every once in a while, something does come along that's either bigger than we want to deal with or more complicated than we want to deal with, then we say no to it for that reason. Not that there's anything wrong with the loan. It's just maybe something that's a little bit out of our reach, and we don't want to get into it and mess things up, and
sure.
We'll say, you know what, you'd probably be better off to look to somebody else and work with us.
I mentioned SBA. Do you do a lot of work with that?
We do. We do. We've been working with SBA for probably 4 or 5 years now, and it's a great program. It allows a lot of people to get into different areas of business lending that maybe wouldn't be quite as feasible without SBA. SBA is a great program.
For people who aren't familiar, of course, the SBA does not make the loan. The SBA merely insures the loan for the lender, but it provides you with the kind of support that helps the lender make a positive decision for the borrower. So it's a very good program for you. One of the questions that came up, I was hearing the other day, that the SBA lending was down this year by 40% from last year. Have you seen a change lately in that? Have people been talking more about it, or
I know the volume's been down, Randy.
Right.
And one of the reasons for that was that last year there were incentives to provide SBA guarantees. Mm-hmm. There were some fees waived and that sort
yes.
of thing that don't apply this year. So having to pay fees again kind of dampened a lot of the
slowed it down
the
a
demand
little.
A little bit.
Okay.
But let's take a quick break right here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Pat Lowney from Lakeview Credit Union. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Well, welcome back to BizTalk. Tony Bush here with Randy Melzer, and our guest this morning is Pat Lowney, who's the president of Lakeview Credit Union. We're talking about Lakeview Credit Union, the differences between a credit union and a bank. And we're talking about business lending. And we were talking before the break about SBA guaranteed loans with a credit union. Randy pointed out the credit union will make the loan and Uncle Sam will guarantee the loan to a percentage. They'll go up 50% all the way up to 90%. And that's basically what type of SBA loans the credit union is doing now, is guaranteed loans.
Exactly.
And we can structure those loans at the credit union for working capital purposes. We can structure those loans to purchase equipment, to purchase real estate, expand real estate. Almost any viable, legitimate business purpose is eligible for SBA guarantee. Now, what is the benefit of an SBA guarantee? I mean, why would a business owner want to enter into a business guaranteed loan guaranteed by Uncle Sam? Well, several reasons. Generally, you can get a longer amortization on the loan than you could if you just got a traditional loan at the credit union or at the bank. SBA's guarantee will allow the lender to extend the amortization, lowering the monthly payment. Number two, there's really no prepayment penalty for an SBA loan that's under 15 years in amortization. So if you buy a piece of equipment or you want to add onto a building, you don't have a prepayment penalty. And if you do have a prepayment penalty on a longer amortized loan, it's only going to apply if you prepay 20% or more of the principal. So you could double up on your payments every month if you wanted to and pay that loan off a little bit earlier. It also gives the lending institution the opportunity to help a business who's having trouble and struggling with their cash flow through a seasonality issue or a competitive issue, and they can extend they can re-amortize the loan from initially it was a 7-year, and there's 5 years left in it. The lending institution can re-amortize back to 7 and lower the monthly payments. We can go to interest-only payments for 3 to 6 months. We can do deferments. A lot of things that the bank or the credit union may not do on a traditional loan, because there's a guarantee in place, Uncle Sam is willing to say, you know, let's take a gamble on Randy's business here and let's make it work.
Yep.
And then the lending institution is more willing to do that. So I think it's really important that business owners understand the benefits to them of pursuing an SBA loan. But having said all of that, not all lending institutions are willing to do the work required to engage in SBA lending.
Mm-hmm.
But Lakeview Credit Union has done that. They're willing to take that time to do that.
And the reason we're willing to do that is because, as I went back to before, the people who are working with us own us. So you want to put out a little bit more for the people that own you and help them out and try and make things work out for
right.
them.
Right.
And the other side of that coin, too, is with the SBA's help, you protect that investment more. There's less
right.
risk involved to your members whose money you're using. So everybody comes out on a win-win situation with an SBA situation.
Exactly.
Great.
One other point I'd like to just make on the SBA guaranteed loans is SBA does charge fees. They call it a guarantee fee. The business owner pays that one time, and that fee could be as high as 3% of the guaranteed portion of the loan, not the whole loan, just the guaranteed portion. And those fees can come out of loan proceeds. But the record that SBA has had for the last 15 years has been pretty good in terms of not having a lot of losses, calls on guarantees. Considering the risk that they take, the management that's put in place with trained lending institutions like Lakeview, they've had a really good track record. And the taxpayer is not funding a lot of losses out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much a self-sustaining program. Yeah. There are ups and downs, just like in any economy. But for the most part, their focus is in creating jobs. And that creates more revenue for the community when employers can hire more employees.
Okay. Yeah, Pat, one of the things that, of course, comes into play when you're doing this kind of lending is what you require as a lender from the borrower, the area as far as business planning, as far as their cash flows, that type of thing. How would you describe some of the things you need the borrower to bring in?
Well, we need all of the normal things that you would think about, like income statements and balance sheets and tax returns and things like that. But one of the things we're really looking for is to see what kind of a plan the person has that's looking for the money. In a consumer lending environment, very often you can rely on a credit score, which kind of gathers together how you've handled your credit in the past and how well you've paid loans off and things and puts a score out there that we can rely on. In a business environment, you really don't have that kind of thing. So what you're looking for is, has the person thought out, you know, how much money they're making in a year, or are they just kind of living on a checkbook that says, you know, if I got money left at the end of the month, it was a good thing, and if I don't, you know, I'll scramble someplace else. So we're looking for people who are able to actually have control over their financial situation and know what they're doing and where they're going. And also looking to how well do they forecast forward. You know, what's next year going to look like? What happens if sales go down 10 or 20%? You know, no one wants that to happen, but it does happen from time to time. You know, how well have you thought out what your alternatives are going to be if sales don't come through like you're expecting them to? What alternatives are you going
right.
to take? In
that,
business.
Yeah, that very, very, very important what if section of the business plan where, you know, if I don't meet this, where do I go? How do I? Because I know, like any financial institution that I've ever been involved with, the name of the game is very simple. Where do I get the money to pay the loan back?
Correct.
Exactly.
I've never yet met a banker, a credit union, or anybody in a financial situation who ever wants to own that asset.
Never.
That's the last thing on your list.
Never.
So if your business plan doesn't show how you're going to be able to pay the loan, you got to get back to that plan and get some more work done.
And, you know, we as individuals oftentimes don't pay as much attention to our finances as we should. And it's just a fact of life. And in a business situation, you have to be paying attention to that because the financial is going to be paying a lot of attention to it, and they're going to call you to the carpet a lot faster if you start to slide at all. And you know, so people who get into business, start a new business or whatever, you've got to have good control over your own personal financial situation, and you've got to have good control. You have to understand and know where you're going with, and realistically, you have to be realistic about it too. Sometimes people see deals and they look really, really good and they say, hey, I'm going to jump for that because it's a really good opportunity. And then when you sit down and actually work out, you know, and sit with them and start working through the financial part of it, you know, it doesn't turn out quite as good as they thought it was. So you have to be really realistic about your finances. And
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly.
Sure.
If someone has a question to call in, if you have a question for Pat. The number in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Pat, we were talking a little bit about the cash flow and the business plan. How long does that process typically take? I mean, when someone comes in and asks for a loan for $150,000 or $500,000, that time frame can vary by how well prepared the borrower is and number of things.
Yeah, the more prepared the borrower is, the faster usually the decision can come. The more legwork that we have to do or the more work we have to do to take the borrower through the process, that slows it down more. So it's really, I think the main question or is tied around how strong is the borrower, how knowledgeable is the borrower of their business and their own personal situation, and how well prepared are they when they come in with information. Sometimes it really slows things down when people come in and they've got a great idea and they really want to go and things like this, but they don't provide us with the data that we're looking for as quickly as we would like them to, and we have to kind of nudge them along a little bit to get that.
Now, that kind of marries itself to the regulations we were talking about earlier, the regulators coming in and looking through the loan portfolio, making sure all the loans were properly underwritten, we have the right note, and we have the right documentation. If we cut it slack unfairly up front with the business owner and say, okay, we don't need that, we'll just go ahead and do the loan, then the regulators come in.
I answer for it.
Then the credit union answers for it.
That's exactly right.
But the risk could be higher of not being repaid because we missed that piece of information.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I know Randy, and Randy comes in and wants to borrow some money from us. I know who Randy is. He's a great guy. But a regulator coming in has no idea who Randy is. And so they're going to be looking at this file, and they're going to be saying, I don't care if you know Randy or not. I want to know Randy. I want to be able to know Randy. So you've got to have this information.
Through the numbers.
Exactly.
Through the numbers.
Exactly.
And you also mentioned, you referred to earlier, the personal credit score that each of us has, whether we know what it is or not, and we should keep up with it every year. We do have a personal credit score. The best indicator of how someone is going to perform is how they've performed in the past.
Yep.
And on the business side, as you pointed out, there's really no personal credit score. But the personal credit score of the individual who owns the business is a strong indicator of how the business will perform.
Exactly.
And so
I've seen
important.
I've seen situations where small business owners will come in and maybe they made a payment late for some reason. It was a mistake. It wasn't something happened. They thought they made a payment, not even on the business, but on their personal, a car loan or something like this. And they'll come in and go, oh, my God, you know, I'm 3 days late with this payment. Is it going to affect my credit score? And they're concerned because that credit score is going to be part of the business decision the next time the loan comes up for review.
Mm-hmm. That credit score plays into a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Plays into borrowing money. It used to play into car insurance rates. I don't know if that's still part of it.
Sometimes it does. It's not. There was a lot of legal questions on how that all played out.
Right.
But it still is in the background in there too. Is because again, if you have problems making your payments, you're going to have problems paying for the insurance.
Right.
So you're a higher risk, and people who don't make their payments are a higher driving risk. It's been coordinated that way. So a lot of different things that play into it. One other thing, when you start talking about credit reports, and this is one of my biggest bugaboos, do not ever go somewhere online or whatever where you have to pay either on a regular basis or on an upfront basis to get your credit report. Credit reports are available to you free on a regular basis. You can get them 3 times a year. You can get them from all 3 of the major credit reporters for free. Don't sign up for something that's going to cost you a lot of money because it's not going to get you what you want. So that's my thing for the day.
On that note, Randy, I agree 100% with you. And people can go to www.annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. It's an objective.
Mm-hmm.
They don't try to sell you anything. It's factual, carries all 3 credit reports.
Correct.
You don't pay for your credit report. You might pay for your credit score.
Yes.
You might pay $5 or $10 to get the score, but the report's free and you're entitled to it by law once a year for free.
And never, ever sign up to have someone monitor your credit situation because it's very expensive and very useless.
That's right. Pat, real quickly before our next break, I'd like to ask you, in terms of down payments or equity, when someone comes in and wants to borrow money, the lending institutions typically don't lend 100% of something.
Not anymore.
I don't know that they really ever did. There always has to be some equity in the loan. Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, the idea behind it is someone who has more skin in the game is going to play the game a little bit better. So you want people to have some money, some of their own money into it. If they sure. don't have any of their own money into it, and anything goes wrong, they're going to walk away from it.
It's easier for them to walk away. They're not, they leave nothing on the table.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I start out by saying not anymore. You know, you went back like 5 or 6 years ago, and more probably on the consumer side, you saw situations where people were offering loans for 125% of
on a mortgage.
On a mortgage for value. That was ridiculous then. It even looks more ridiculous now. And the markets have swung back to say, you know what, let's get back to something more traditional where you have to have 20% down or some amount down. So the more money you're able to or willing to put into it, the more attractive the deal usually gets too.
In business lending, I think the starting norm is about 20% equity.
Right.
A good 20%. And then it depends on the type of the business and so on.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break here, our last break. We'll come back on the other side for the final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back again to BizTalk. Tony Bush, Randy Melzer, we're talking with President of Lakeview Credit Union, Mr. Pat Lowney. We're talking about business loans and how the credit union gets involved in business loans and some of the steps and the procedures and the processes to use to go to Lakeview for a business loan or almost any financial institution. The rules are pretty much the same. One of the things we wanted to talk about in this final segment, Pat, I think, is we closed out the previous segment with a discussion about equity, having 20% down for your business loan project. And it could be more, it might be a little bit less, but that's a good starting point in discussion. Well, equity is usually cash or equity in a piece of real estate. If the value of a real estate is $100,000, 80% of that is $80,000, and you only owe $50,000, you've got $30,000 of equity, usable equity in the real estate. One of the common sources of equity business people will consider for starting their company is their retirement fund, their 401ks or their IRAs. What is your advice on that, Pat?
I never say never, but I say never on this. Don't do it. It's you know, you got to look at your money as the retirement money is long term. Everybody wants to retire someday, and there's always a temptation to take long term money at times in your life and pull it out and use it for short term needs. Sometimes you have to do that, but be very, very careful about that. I would say, don't do it especially if you're going into a startup business or something. Don't do it. Resist it.
Yeah, because the proof we've had with clients and so on, also in SCORE, is that if they take the money out, number one, they never put it back. It never goes back in. It took them a number of years, a lot of years, to build that money up. And if something goes wrong, and they now have no funds, but they also have no retirement funds. That long plan is now shot.
Now, there are programs out there that will talk about, well, we can make a loan against your retirement account to you, so you can put the loan into your business, and then the business can pay the loan back.
Yeah. Pat just saw me cringe. I don't know what your theory is on that.
Same thing.
Yeah, and I would agree with you that that's not the thing to do because it's too easy to not pay yourself back.
The other problem is, and I won't go into any details on it, but there are tax consequences that are absolutely terrifying when you do things like that.
If you don't pay it back,
because you could end up with as much as 50% of that amount being taxed through direct taxes, through penalties and fees. It's extremely dangerous.
And just stay away from it. Find another alternative. Pretend like you don't have the retirement account and you want to start your business. You don't have the retirement account. Start your business without the retirement account.
Exactly.
There's another way to do it.
All right. Well, I think we're at a point here where we need to ask Pat about his biz tip for the day. So,
Might have two.
All right.
He's creative.
Okay.
My biz tip, I'm stealing from Jack Walsh, who was the CEO of GE back a few years ago. And I got out of his biography, and the tip was, many times in life we are faced with tough decisions and we put those decisions off because we don't want the consequences, we want to deal with it. And his thing was, do it sooner than later, because often I make those same decisions 6 months later, but I just wasted 6 months of time.
Okay.
Well, is that the only biz tip, Pat?
That's it, Tony.
Really?
Alrighty.
Any advice for Easter?
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the Easter weekend, huh?
Yes.
Randy, what's coming up again on Scores training session real quickly?
As I said, coming up, the first one coming up is going to be on the 19th, and that is going to be on business law. We have Kevin Eichmann from the Epiphany Law Office is going to be handling that program. It is $35, and you can find it on www.foxcities.score.org.
Hooray, we got it right. Got it right. All right. And then the simple steps is starting up in May.
That'll start in May, and then with follow-up sessions in June. So, again, just go out to that website. It's listed under local programs and has all of the information you need to sign up.
And we'd like to once again wish everyone a very happy Easter weekend. It's a great weekend. Enjoy family. We don't have a guest lined up yet for next weekend, Randy, so it's going to be a mystery show.
Good. All righty. We'll look for a lot of calls then, too. We have an open show.
Absolutely. So we want to thank everybody for listening this morning. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Voice for election coverage is News Talk 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities.